We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. With locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown, visit ShorkeyKia.com. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Ron, this interesting little note. Elliot Donald, Central Catholic defensive tackle, who happens to be the nephew of Mr. Aaron Donald, is staying home to play at Pitt. You put him together with Steve Rothstein, Post-Gazette reports, the kid from West Mifflin, Naki Johnson, and you have two of the best defensive linemen in the state staying home at Pitt. That's good news.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, I think it's probably unrealistic expect this kid to be as good as his uncle, but the bloodlines certainly are good, and good for Pitt to be able to get a guy like that. Absolutely. I think Pitt's going to have a really good year if there's a good year, if there's a season. I don't know that there's going to be a year.
Yeah, that's the issue, and what a shame that would be in a year where things seemingly were lining up for them between a bunch of guys coming back, easier schedule, things like that. Now, who knows? We do know, at least we think, there's going to be a Pirate game tonight at 8:15. Our coverage starts 6:50. Craig Riley, Jack Z, Dan Z. Very unusual, Ron, to have two men on the same show with last names beginning with Z, I just realized. Would you agree with
that? You know, could they go as ZZ Top or something like that?
Oh, I like that. We have to fit Craigers in there, though. How does ZZ and then what would Craigers be? Let me think about that for a while. Let's go over under.
Joe, yes. We got a birthday today. You already forgot. I told you I had a key birthday. You already forgot about what I said. And I just stumbled into a great anniversary today as well. Birthday, are you ready? 56 years old today. Barry Lamar Bonds. Barry Lamar Bonds is 56 today.
Just saw him on that Leland documentary the other day, and it was so interesting to watch him speaking of his reverence for Leland. It really was. And as, well, not as, the most fearsome hitter I've ever seen, built on steroids or whatever, when he stepped to the plate in San Francisco in that armor and nobody would pitch to him, and when they did, he'd basically hit a home run. He was the single most fearsome hitter in that state that I've ever seen in my life.
I couldn't disagree. And, Joe, the anniversary today, 37 years ago today, do you have a guess?
No, because I can't figure out how many years ago 37 years was. I guess it was
1983, and I'll give you the location of the anniversary, Yankee Stadium.
1983. Was it the Pine Tar game?
The George Brett Pine Tar game. I'm watching him come sprinting out of that dugout like he's going to kill the umpire. I don't know that I've ever seen anyone charge an umpire quite like that.
Was watching it live back when there was one game on a week, maybe two if you included Monday Night Baseball, with my friend Mike Lidner in Buffalo, New York, Ron, home of the Buffalo Blue Jays, I might add. I know you're
I have no comment. I have no comment.
You just moved in your room. What happened? I could tell you were moving.
I had to bend down to get the paper that I'm writing down our over-unders and our predictions on.
All right. Well, here we go. Back to the time capsule. Horse is on command here. He's on patrol, and he's taping all of this. So let's go. We've done our win totals. I got 25 for the Pirates. You got 23. We've done season leader, surprise, disappointment, all of that. Let's go straight to over, under. Josh Bell, 21.5 home runs.
Let me look. I want to be consistent here. How many home runs?
21.5.
I'll say yes, because yesterday I said no one would hit 25, but 21 home runs, yes.
Man, that's a lot of home runs, Ron. It really is. I'm still going to say over, but only at 22, and that's a ton in a 60-game season. That hasn't been done very often, actually. I'm going to say so under, Ron. You know, it's hardly ever been done. As much as I think he's going to have a great year, I'm going to say slightly under.
So I said over, you said under. Okay.
Josh Bell, 2.5 home runs into the river. Over, under.
I'm going to say under.
I'm going to say over, based on what I saw last year. Trevor Williams, 5.38 ERA last year. This year I'll put it at 4.3, over or under.
Now you're going a little too quick here for me. Now again, what is it? What's that over
okay.
What?
I'll slow down. It's
over
all good.
What? Trevor
Williams, over or under 4.30 ERA.
I'm going to say he's going to go under that. I think he can get to four somewhere around there.
I'm going to say slightly over. I mean, he could shave an entire run off his ERA last year and still be over 4.3. I've got a few more here, Ron. Did you want to chime in with yours or wait till I'm done?
Well, you can just, you know, let's go wins over under for Kella, 5.
For Keone Kella?
No, I'm Keller, excuse me.
Keller, okay. Over under 5, over.
I'm going to say under because I have him as my biggest disappointment. Shelty ejections, over under 1.
I love that. Over under 1. I'm going to say under. I don't think anybody's going to get ejected.
Well, you know what? We ought to I don't, you know, you got to have a half, I guess, when we're going over under because he could end up getting thrown out once. So, I'm going to say over under half. And you're going to say you don't think he'll get ejected?
Yes. I'm going to say under.
No. Yeah, there he goes. He's practicing calling you Joe. I think he will be ejected out of one game. Yeah, I'm going to say over.
Very good.
Go ahead. You take the next one.
Mitch Keller. Will he have a winning record, Ron? I'm going to guess you say no. I say yes. Am I right?
I just don't think he's going to get a lot of wins, but I would say no. Yeah. You saying
Mitch
yes?
I'm saying yes. Mitch Keller will lead the rotation in strikeouts. Yes or no?
No.
I'm going to say yes. 12 strikeouts per 9 last
season.
Boy,
you have him. You have big expectations for this guy.
I do. I think he's definitely the best strikeout pitcher in that rotation. Let's get back to this, Ron. I've got Richard Rodriguez, Cole Tucker, all kinds of little treats ahead. And we'll bury this thing. That's what we'll do to end the show. It's Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.